This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and so is BOGO. Buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save the lives in the future, and to urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act. We can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
I wish the government would just ban itself. Wrap your head around that, fellas.
What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens, because that's their political objective.
They have an incredibly biased agenda.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is there ever a time where we want to set up a system where tens of thousands of people each and every day are coming into our country?
They won't call this a crisis. It's a design disaster, Shannon. This is their plan to take the White House on the backs of people who are crossing the border.
And they're not going to get away with it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, Mar-a-Lago has been shut down because of the COVID outburst. They were partially open before, but now they're shut down. We had a visitor coming in tomorrow. We were going to take him out to dinner. Now we can't. Have to go somewhere else. It's unfortunate.
Mar-a-Lago.
All right. 844-500-4242. Common sense, as a texter says, like shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, like opening up the border, like $3 trillion for COVID pork, using it as using the federal treasury as a piggy bank, a candy store for Democrat hacks. Yeah, no common sense and no shame. And again, He has no problems with opening the border and bringing in all these illegal aliens, getting killed, drowning, coming across the border, all the drugs coming across the border to kill American citizens, all the COVID-19, supposedly the deadliest disease since the Black Death, according to Fauci and Dementia Joe Biden, and they don't care. They're just letting them, putting them on buses and sending them up into the mainland because they don't give a damn. The rules are only for Americans. Taxes are only for Americans. Laws are only for Americans. The illegal aliens can do whatever the hell they please. 844-500-4242. Everything free in America. 339, take your guest to Miami, laughing out loud. He's been in Florida for a while, he and his wife, but they decided they were spending an extra day because they wanted to go to Mar-a-Lago. And it's just one of those things. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. Joe Biden was out again this afternoon. And I'm beginning to get a new theory about Joe Biden and the way they're going to try to keep him from making a complete ass out of himself every day. And we get back to COVID. He's wearing a mask. We played some audio from Sunday where he's talking about, well, we're gonna go back to the old Trump policy. And the reason you haven't heard much of that audio or video, seen the video, is because he's talking through a mask. It's really bad radio. It's bad TV. So today, he's celebrating the, 11th anniversary of Obamacare, which we all remember, right? If you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Obamacare is going to save you $2,500 a year in your health insurance. Lie, lie, lie. And they took away your bad apple plan, which turned out to be a lot nicer apple than Obamacare, which is the ultimate rotten apple. So today, Dementia Joe is out there touting the 11th, I guess, or whatever, the 11th anniversary, I guess, of Obamacare.
But he's wearing a mask.
How bad is it, Taylor, the audio?
Pretty
the audio's fine. You can understand him because he's up close to the mic, and there's no, you know, Marine One behind him drowning him out with the mask as an aid to dampen his voice. But he did. He was at a hospital in Columbus, Ohio, celebrating the anniversary of the ACA, and he got up to the podium, reminder, at a hospital, and asked if he needed to keep his mask on.
Tamika, thank you very much. I guess I'm supposed to keep this on, correct?
Yep.
So,
What is that?
Probably going to hear a little bit more of that because the mask.
And what was the first word? Can I hear it again? Just the first word.
Woman's name, Tamika.
Oh, Tamika. Okay. So okay. All right. So let's hear it.
Yeah, you're probably going to hear some more of those and a very exasperated Joe Biden because apparently his mask is not too conducive to breathing.
Well, what mask is conducive to breathing, Taylor, when you get right down to it? Would you prefer to breathe with the mask or without the mask?
Without, obviously.
Of course.
But, I mean, if you wear your mask below your nose, like I sometimes do, it doesn't really impede your breathing all that much.
Yes, I know. But it exposes you to the slings and arrows of outraged Karens.
So right out of the gate, Biden starts to get a bit winded wearing this mask while he's giving this speech.
11 years ago today, President Obama signed into law the Affordable Care Act. Historic achievement that would not have been possible but for the vision and determination of one of the most successful presidents in recent American history, Barack Obama.
It's like he's sucking air through a straw, like he's scuba diving above sea level.
It sounds to me like he's in an iron lung.
They may have just dragged him out of one.
That's why I wish we could see the video. I'd see if he's in that iron lung.
No, I've seen the video. He's not in an iron lung, but there's probably one right around the corner, maybe behind the curtain behind him. So remember when the Affordable Care Act was getting passed, Biden had a hot mic moment. He said, this is a big bleeping deal.
Yes.
That's how he wanted to remember this anniversary.
I might note parenthetically, when I got in the automobile to go over to HHS, he was laughing. I didn't know what he was laughing about. And he said, did you hear? They picked up what you said on the mic. All I can think was, thank God my mother wasn't around to hear it.
That's very funny. You know, it also sounds like Hunter in the rented car right before he was attacked by the barn owl.
It's quite
when he
possible.
Left the crack pipe in the car. Remember that?
Reminds me of Mel Brooks in Spaceballs when he's sucking the air out of the can. All right, we've got another Biden slip up here, reading the teleprompter. Can't do it right.
When I ran for president, I promised I would build on the foundation of the Affordable Care Act.
When I ran for promise, I've never seen or heard anyone skip over words on a teleprompter the way he does. He just, his eyes can't seem to stay on the screen. I mean, it's very simple. It's like reading anything that's printed.
Especially
right?
When there's words that start with the same letter, he tends to overlook the first word and jump to the second word. President
right.
became promise, then he had to go back to president. Numbers, I mean, that's out the window. You never know what's going to happen with numbers.
Right. And if he sees a couple of letters and he thinks what it is, he never, it's like the one that I used in the column the other day from the Pentagon, when he said the pilot has been in combatant, and then he corrects himself to combat, right? So let's hear it. Let's hear that one again.
When I ran for president, I promised I would build on the foundation of the Affordable Care Act.
When I ran for promise, president, I promised. Okay.
Now we're going to go back to his childhood home and how he lived in, less than desirable conditions.
Oh, many of you grew up in a middle class, I guess technically lower middle class household based on income. We lived in a 3-bedroom split level home. with four kids and a grandpa living with us.
That doesn't sound that bad, does it?
Sounds like a fun time. Three bedrooms, though.
His father was a car dealer, wasn't he? I don't think he was really down and out.
But he laid in bed staring up at the night, at the ceiling.
And the stars.
And the walls are paper thin. I can remember lying in bed and hearing my dad rolling back and forth. And I could tell there was something wrong. I remember asking my mom next morning, what's the matter with dad? She said, honey, he's just worried. We just lost our health insurance. It no longer has this coverage. People lying in bed wondering, my God, what happens?
I was worried where that story was going. The walls were paper thin. I could hear my dad rolling around and his mother telling him, don't worry, honey, we were just wrestling.
Who listening to us has not been in a place where the walls were paper thin? And what did you hear through those paper thin walls? Perhaps people on the other side of the paper thin walls were hearing you and somebody else. The paper thin walls. He makes it sound like he's a barefoot boy, that he grew up in a log cabin somewhere. Good Lord. I mean, who comes from a privileged background? Very few people do. And most people come from a less privileged background than Joe Biden, lunch bucket Joe. What a fraud that guy is.
It sounds like he's trying to draw in from a joint. And here's optimistic lunch bucket Joe.
Now is not the time to let down our guard. If we all do our part, after a long, dark year, we can show once again that we are the United States of America.
Now is not the time to let down our guards, he says, after he opens the border and issues these edicts to make the United States not energy independent.
And if when unchecked, he would have taken his mask off when he gave that speech. So he would have been letting his guard down personally.
After this long, dark year.
And
Joe, what about the darkness?
When it's your turn. It's a patriotic responsibility you have.
Unless, of course, you're patriotic to the country you came from when you came here to get on welfare, in which case you don't have to worry about getting vaccinated or even wearing a mask. Even if you're COVID-19 positive, we'll send you anywhere you want to go in the country and put you on welfare. As long as you vote Democrat multiple times. That's all. That was very very uplifting to think about 11 years of Obamacare. All right. 844-500-4242. 214. He lived in a tar paper shack. It was a shotgun shack. That's what we used to call it in Winston-Salem, a shotgun shack. You know why? Because you could shoot a shotgun through the front door and it would go out the back door. Because there was just one hallway. That's what they said. That's why they call it a shotgun shack. Tar paper shack, same thing. Did he go to an outhouse too? Has he ever said he went to they didn't have indoor plumbing? Probably has said that. We just don't remember it. That may have been maybe in the early days. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you are missing out on a really great product. You take two a day. They taste great. They taste like candy. They come wrapped in foil like candy. I'm opening them up right now to show you what they look like. They're great for your heart health, for your circulation, and for your blood pressure. Everything. It's great. It's a great product, and you take it twice a day. Usually,
it doesn't sound like Joe Biden's vascular health is all that it should be. We should probably send a package to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Joe, there's a lot of things that I do, and I'm not in nearly as bad shape as Joe that I do that he doesn't know about. But I don't think I'm going to tell him about it because he could do even more damage if he was healthy and knew what he was talking about. But Super Beats Heart Chews is a good place to start if you want to feel better. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you take just two of these delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere. I take them during the show when I'm doing this spot. That's one, and then I take one in the morning when before I go out on my bike ride. It gives me the blood pressure support you need and I need, and the energy that both of us want. It's a great product, and it's really, and again, it tastes good, and just take it in your pocket. You don't have to worry about taking a jar of it and stirring it up and dishes being washed or anything like that. Just take the two little tinfoil wrapped chews, put them in your pocket, and you're set for the day. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
I can't breathe in this thing!
It kind of sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it? You know, the lights go out in a big storm. And you know the young woman flees to the attic, a really bad move tactically. We all agree, but it always happens, right? And up there in the attic,
let me sniff your hair.
Oh no! It's not Freddy Krueger. It's worse. It's Hair Sniffer. It's Pervy Joe. Tara told me about this guy. Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Are you in favor of Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. obtaining statehood? Yes, no, just Puerto Rico or just D.C.?
No, period.
92% say no across the board. 5% say just Puerto Rico. Only 1% say just D.C.
All right. 844-500-4242. 413 says, if Biden has the vaccine, why is he still wearing a mask? Exactly. That's what Rand Paul was asking Fauci about. But when Fauci said, oh, you still have to wear it, that's when Rand Paul called him out and said it was a noble lie. I would say it's an ignoble lie. What's the point? Why are you trying to scare people for no reason? You know? And of course, I guess the reason that he would say is that if people stop wearing masks, if half the population stops wearing masks, the other half that doesn't want to get a vaccine to begin with is not going to get it, and they're going to stop wearing the mask. But I don't think the mask does any good anyway. I heard that from Dr. Fauci a year ago. He said it didn't do any good. It was just virtue signaling. So I follow what he says. I just follow what he says for March of 2020. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
You know, Howie, thanks for the show. Always cheery because you put the humor to what is obviously the Titanic cruise we're on. Hey, regarding Joe Biden, there could be some obvious things. It could be time for that list, who's not coming down for breakfast, because one of the things he's had in the past is bleeding on the brain. And here's one of the classic old person symptoms. It affects the visual cortex. And also, elderly people get blind spots in the retina. So that might be why he's missing the steps he's walking on, and also missing words on the teleprompter.
You have problems with mobility. I had the doctor on, the ophthalmologist from American Thinker, Dr. Brian Jundieff, yesterday, and he wrote a column over the weekend with the clinical definition of dementia from the National Health Services in Britain. And Joe Biden checks off every box. Every box. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. MSNBC personalities share 2019 photo of crowded Miami Beach in failed coronavirus shaming attempt. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Remember the kids in cages? And they were trying to shame Trump, and it turned out it was a picture from the Obama years. And nobody ever really apologized. No one's apologizing for this. MSNBC personality shared a crowded Miami Beach photo to complain about vacationers flouting coronavirus distancing guidelines. But there was one problem. The photo was from 2019. So this started with some guy, again, I'd never heard of him because I never watch MSNBC, Fernand R. Amandi. He tweeted on Saturday, "Today's center of the COVIDiots universe is Miami Beach, Florida." And they figured out it was a story. It was taken from an article from the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel 2 years ago, a year before any problems. Joy Reid, who, you know, was putting in homophobic and anti-Semitic tweets, and then she claimed that she was hacked by a time traveler. She shared the photo with her 2 million followers and wrote, "This literally looks like a microscopic image of a petri dish." I wonder how she did in biology as a high school student. And so Stephen Miller said, "Nothing will happen to this account for knowingly spreading disinformation," meaning Joy Reid's going to get a pass, just like she got a pass for all the homophobia and all the other crap that she's done in the past. And so the guy who originally did it, Fernand Amandi, who got called out for posting the fake picture, here's what he tweeted out. "It has come to my attention that the picture in the original tweet isn't from this week." He didn't say it's from 2019. "But that does not change the fact that Miami Beach has been overrun by thousands of maskless spring breakers who are not abiding by the CDC pandemic guidelines." In other words, fake but accurate. And even after he admitted that the picture was fake but accurate, another MSNBC phony, Dr. Jason Johnson, whoever the hell he is, he retweeted it and said, "This is why schools won't open again this fall. Because some people went to the beach in Broward County in 2019. The schools aren't going to open again." Here's another story that hasn't gotten much play. Biden inauguration priest Kevin O'Brien under investigation in California. Gee, what could he could possibly be under investigation for? The Jesuit priest who officiated then-President-elect Joe Biden's inaugural mass and has been a family friend for almost 15 years is under investigation for unspecified allegations. Roman Catholic priest, unspecified allegations. What could they possibly be? And is now on leave from his position as president of Santa Clara University in California. That's a good school, Santa Clara University. He, quote, "exhibited behaviors in adult settings." Adult settings. "Consisting primarily of conversations which may be inconsistent with established Jesuit protocols and boundaries. according to a statement by the chairman of the Santa Clara College University Board of Trustees. So this is a guy. Now he's in trouble. And remember the guy that the priest who said Ted Kennedy's funeral mass. He's been suspended, right? For these unspecified allegations. Here's another story I just wanted to, I'm just trying to clean out some of my notes here. Biden signs executive order to make transgender surgery free for military on taxpayer dime. The Chinese fear us, you know, the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, they're afraid of us because we've got our priorities in line to protect our borders and our military. Joe Biden has signed an executive order that makes transgender surgery free for the military. From now on, U.S. taxpayers will pay for military procedures and surgery for transgender candidates. The operation is not cheap and can add up to $200,000 per patient. And this revised policy, according to the defense secretary, who's named Lloyd Austin, although Joe Biden couldn't tell you that, he works at the outfit, also known as the Pentagon. This revised policy will also ensure all medically necessary transition-related care authorized by law is available to all service members. Because when they mutilate your body like this, you need it screws up your hormones, and so you have to take hormones. It's very expensive medical procedure, but everything's going to be picked up by the taxpayers. It's almost like being an illegal alien. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good. You know, it's the hypocrisy, whether it's Reverend Wright or, you know, Joe Biden's pastor. Or, you know, they always get a pass, but, you know, if it's a Republican or a Trump supporter, they nail them to the wall. Now,
right.
Here locally, we have a person running for the select board in our town, and
Tony, I don't know who's running for the selectman in your town. I don't want to get into it because I don't know how to judge what you're saying or not. I appreciate the call though, and please keep listening. 844-500-4242. Here's another story. Remember Marilyn Mosby? She's from Boston. Actually, she was a METCO student at Dover Sherburn High School. Then she went to Tuskegee, and then she came back and went to Boston College Law School. She's now the district attorney or the state's attorney, whatever they call it, in Baltimore, Maryland. And her husband is the president of the Baltimore City Council. And she's the one who tried to try the six cops for the death of Freddie Gray, the drug dealer. Remember that a few years ago, he killed himself in the back of the paddy wagon, if I can say those words, paddy wagon. I guess I can, given my ethnic background. And she tried to try the cops for murder, and of course they weren't convicted because they didn't kill anybody. The guy was throwing himself around the back of the truck. Well, guess what? The FBI and the IRS are now investigating Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney, and her city council president husband, Nick. They have issued a bunch of subpoenas. This is the Washington Post. Federal prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby and state's attorney Marilyn Mosby. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI requested a range of financial records related to the power couple: tax returns, bank statements, credit card statements, loan documents, and canceled checks. How bad does it have to be before the corrupt FBI looks into corrupt Democrat officials in a corrupt city in a corrupt state like Maryland and Baltimore? I love this part. In addition, two churches have received subpoenas for records of donations from them, which may relate to tax deductions the Mosbys claimed. That's very careless if you're committing tax fraud, if you're claiming donations when the donations can be checked that easily. Intriguingly, in the last 6 months, the state's attorney has purchased two new Florida homes in her name for a total of over $1 million, according to the Baltimore Sun. one near Disney World for $545,000, and another one on a barrier island north of Sarasota for $476,000. The IRS has filed a $45,000 tax lien against the couple's Baltimore home in October for 3 years of unpaid taxes. Now, she makes $238,000, and the city council president, her husband, makes $128,000. You ask, why is the state's attorney making $238,000? Because Larry Hogan, the fat slob Republican governor, was afraid that she would run against him. So he got the salary raised so that it was so much that she couldn't afford to give up the job to run against the fat slob. And she says she was unaware of the tax lien against her. Do you know how bad, you know a scandal is bad when multiple media outlets are reporting different aspects of it? So you got the Washington Post is reporting part of this scandal against this corrupt state's attorney from Boston. And you got the Washington Post is reporting part of it. The Baltimore Sun is reporting part of it. You know who's reporting the third part of it? Something called the Baltimore Brew. I think it's like a weekly alternative paper, only it's a real paper, not like the old Boston Phoenix was, which was just a one-hand sheet. And there's at least three different newspapers are breaking the stories, including one called the Baltimore Brew. She has also, they've also sought records connected to Marilyn Mosby, that's the DA, the prosecutor, her Mahogany Elite Travel and Consulting. She has said Mahogany was formed to help underserved black families vacation around the world at affordable rates and exists in name only. Now, if you have money, do you think a travel agency is going to turn you away, whatever your color is? I mean, whatever the color. If you're purple, the travel agency is going to say, come on in. If you got a credit card, you got an active bank account, come on in. So she has been setting up a legal defense fund to pay for her mounting attorney's fees. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the prosecutor in the city of Baltimore and her husband, the city council president, the power couple that's making $360,000 a year. And the IRS has put a tax lien on their house, even with an income of $360,000 a year. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Bruno Jr., you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruno.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm active duty military, so I can't give you my real name, but I wanted to explain why having transgender surgery in the Army is unethical. Follow me on this. You hit puberty before the age of 18 years old, so you're joining the military probably knowing you have a dilemma. If you don't disclose that condition that could make you, keyword here, non-deployable through the procedure, you're now treading in the waters of fraud, waste, and abuse. That is why I find transgender military or transgender surgery in the military highly unethical, besides the fact of using taxpayer dollars to do it as well. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to read you how they describe this thing. It's you know, have you seen this transgender order? Here it is. Quote, enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform. But what you're saying is they're not qualified because they're not going to be ready to go into active duty service, let alone combat, right?
That is the case I'm making. When you're going through this procedure, you are non-deployable. So if you're coming into the Army knowing that you may have this condition, which could cause the surgery, you're coming in, not disclosing it, that you could be non-deployable for a year or a year and a half, whatever it may be. Highly unethical.
And Bruno Jr., now that you mention it, how can you be the quote-unquote deployable if you have to get these hormone treatments? I don't know how often, but it's pretty regular, I think, isn't it?
Correct. It is. Yeah. And you can't be deployable. You are non-deployable through all these treatments. And that's been my case over and over again. But I'm not the one running the country here, sir. So I can't make that call.
What do your fellow military enlistees and officers think about this, do you think?
We don't really discuss it on a personal level. Professionally, it is just a matter of, hey, this is the guidance put forward by those who lead us, the Commander-in-Chief and the Pentagon. And as long as we're following legal, moral, ethical standards, you know, we're not breaking the law. And we kind of just leave it at that. We're here to execute and serve in an unbiased fashion.
Have you had any of these stand downs where you discuss the fact that you're a terrible white racist supremacist, et cetera, et cetera?
I mean, not to that degree, but the stand downs have been occurring, yes.
Oh, God. I went through diversity university in civilian life. It's pretty, it's a pretty intolerable experience, Bruno.
No, the last training we had was discussing the different radical groups inside the U.S. We listed maybe 10 or 15. One that was left off, ironically, was the KKK. The reason, I guess, was because they're such a very small faction in this country. They're really not very active anymore. But there was concerns raised that if that wasn't listed, it could potentially lead soldiers to think that the KKK is a good organization to join. My retort to that was, look, we have Army values, loyalty, duty, respect, self-service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. You have to look back at those organizations that may not be listed and say, hey, does it fall in line with our Army values? If it doesn't, problem solved. Don't join
Were the organizations, some of them that were listed?
Oh, the standard ones you heard from Antifa to BLM to the Proud Boys, and there's ones I never heard before. I can't recall from memory.
Oh, BLM was listed? I thought there were complaints that BLM was not listed, or that some people were saying, well, if you're going to say that the January 6th riots were an insurrection, what about the BLM and Antifa riots all last summer?
No, it was definitely included.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call, Bruno. We appreciate it. And it's absurd. I mean, it's just virtue signaling. You know? I mean, that's all it is. He's just looking for a headline, and you know, he made some promise to some gay, lesbian, transsexual group, and so he's delivering on it now. 844-500-4242. COVID-19's big non-fat surprise, a COVID mystery, proclaimed the New York Times newsletter. Why has the death toll been relatively low across much of Africa and Asia? This is from Mona Sharon, who I don't much care for, but this is a good column. She's pointing out that the reason the death toll is lower in Africa and Asia is there's less obesity. The World Obesity Federation issued a report last week showing that there's a clear link between excess body weight, especially obesity, and COVID-19 mortality. Overweight was more predictive of severe COVID-19 illness than any other factor, with the exception of age. They found that in countries where less than half the adult population was classified as overweight, the risk of death from coronavirus was about one-tenth, one-tenth the level found in nations where more than half are overweight or obese. So in the U.S., there's 1,580 deaths per million. Italy, 1,651. Egypt, 109 per million. Nigeria, 10. And yet they won't talk about this because it's un-PC. They keep pretending. Why did the developed countries have a higher COVID rate? Well, they report more of them, but it's also the fat level. I guess that's un-PC, the obesity level. I'm Howie Carr.